Blog Talk Radio.
From our Father in heaven. And salvation is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. Let me find a chapter in the Bible, a scripture that I will read to you, see. And let me just add that today I'm reading again from the New King James Version of the Bible. So, we know that. And let me find a scripture. I think I'll go to Psalms chapter 6. And I will read a portion of it, and I want you sheep to follow up on it. Psalms chapter 6, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Can utter the mighty acts of the Lord, and who can deliver of his praise are those who keep justice and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember the Lord, O Lord, with favor you have towards your people. Obey me with your salvation, that I may see the benefits of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. I have read to you verses 1 through 5 in Psalms chapter 106. I want you sheep to follow up on that. I know his words will be a blessing to you. Now, I am going to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Ship Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Of course, that is from one of the Ten Commandments. Commandments are found. I have found two places in the Bible where you can find the Ten Commandments. First, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself. Check it out for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I start my lesson out on the Sabbath day, and that's around this time on Fridays. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening around this time. I ask that you sheep have your 3 P's as well as those who don't, who are not sheep, to have their 3 P's. If you ask what are the 3 P's, they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to drop down any of the scriptures that I may state to you. Now, I know that many of you are computer savvy, and you have your notepads and pads and whatever technological gadgets that there are. So write the information down that I may speak to you. Hopefully, I will tell you what is right. And I want you to see, to remember these things that I tell you. Write down Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is where you go to study. It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge, also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forgive your children. That's in Hosea, the Old Testament. It's spelled S-O-S-A-S. Again, that's spelled H-O-S-E-A. Chapter 4, verse 6. And then I want you to remember 2 Timothy. That's chapter 2, verse 10, 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's exactly what I intend to tell you, sheep, on this program, as well as I know that I am not to gossip, but I was listening to a program on YouTube this morning, and I fell asleep on that program. I've tried to find it. He was telling us about coronavirus came into play. And I want you all to find YouTube on your radio and look up
a man by the name of, I think it's Benigay Israel. He has a program. I thought that it was interesting. I also ask that you all follow. I follow Big Judah, IUIC, United Christ, United. I forget what those initials are, but that's who I follow as much as possible. Now, I want you, sheep, to turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 26. My computer says that I am on 1 Samuel chapter 21, but I want you, sheep, to follow me. I am further along because I am having a fruit problems like maybe 2 months ago. I had started having problems and I woke up this morning, my voice is hoarse. I don't know why that is, but it is hoarse. Now, I want you to follow me in 1 Samuel chapter 26, and I am going to read as much of that as we can, and then I want to go back and tell you from last Tuesday something that I should have made plain, because I want you to know that this person I was telling you about Esau and Jacob, but I didn't tell you what I heard on the radio years ago. And I want to make sure that I clear that up, because that pastor was lying to you all, and I want you to know the truth. Hopefully, I will remember to tell you all, go to that passage in Genesis that will straighten that out for you, see. I don't want you walking around saying what this person told you, and to me, that was a straight out lie. So, let me get up to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26. Let me start reading as much as I can and stop before the last 5 or 6 minutes of my program so I can tell you what the Bible says in that pastor to the lie. It's straight out lie. On Jacob, he said Jacob stole the birthright of Esau, but that's not true. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. So I want to clear that up before I go out there to you all. I want you to read in the book of Genesis, where it tells you Esau sold his birthright. No one stole it. I don't want you to, because many of you may not have read that Jacob purchased Esau's birthright. I want to read it to you in the Bible. So hopefully in the next 5 or 6 minutes before my program goes off, I will read to you in the book of Genesis what it actually was. What it actually says Excuse me, sheep. I got to take a drink of water. I have taken this wig of water. And I hope I'm good for the rest of the program. Twenty-six. Let me speak to the Lord first before I start to try to read it. Father, bless my eyesight. I want to be able to see and tell my listeners, the few who I have been listening to my program. I want to tell the truth. Chapter 26. Now, the seven knights came to Saul in Gibeah, saying, David is not hiding in the hills of Hikiah, which is on the opposite of Jesmon. Jesmon is spelled J-A-S-H-I-M-O-N. Although I read this part to you Tuesday, I want to start to make sure that chapter 1 and 26 is read. Excuse me, see, I had to belch. Excuse me. I'm going to make sure that you all know the story, this story. Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, that's spelled Z-I-P-H, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in Kyle, that's spelled S, this spelled H A C H I L A H, which is opposite of Jesmon. Jesmon is spelled J E S H I M O N by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness and saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul indeed come. So David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, that's spelled N-E-R, commander of the army, and Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. And David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and Asheba, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, the son of Zerah, that's spelled Z-E-R-I-A-H, brother of Jacob, J-O-A-B, saying, who would go down with me to Saul in the camp and abide? Yeah. Then again, I may be mispronouncing it. It's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, said, I will go down with you. So David and came to the people by night, and there lay Saul sleeping within the camp, and his spear stuck in the ground by his head, and Abner and the people lay around him. Baasha said to David, "Hold on to sheep. Let me blow my tongue." And Baasha said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hands this day. Now, therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have a second time." And David said to Abisha, "Do not destroy him, for he can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless." So David said furthermore, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. And the Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord anointed. But please take now the spear and the jug of water that lay by him, by his head, and let us go." And David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away, and no man saw it or knew it or awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Then David went over to the other side and stood at the top of the hill of Baal, distance being between them. And David cried out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, "Do not answer Abner." Then Abner answered and said, "Who are you calling out to the king?" David said to Abner, "Are you not the man?" Excuse me, I'm closing here. "Are you not the man? Are you not the man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your Lord, the king of the people? Came in to destroy your Lord, the king. Thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you are worthy to die, because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the jug of water that by your hand." Then Saul knew David's voice, and said, "Is not your voice, my son David. And David answered and said, it is my voice, my Lord, O King. And David said, why does my Lord thus pursue his servant, the one that I have done? For, excuse me, let me read that again. For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, flee set me. Let me read that again. Now, therefore, please let my Lord King hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept my offering. But if it is the children of men, may they have be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day from having in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. Now, therefore, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord, for the King of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one hunts a parachute in the mountains. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more. Because my life was precious. And indeed, I have played the fool and Herod exceedingly. And David answered and said, here is the king's spear. Let one of your young men come over and get it. Excuse me, see, I had to belch again. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hands today, but I will not stretch my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as you have valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord. And let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and always still prevail. Prevail means to win. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. That's the end reading of chapter 26. Now, let me see if I can read chapter 27 in the next 14 minutes. And David said unto his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me in a more in the inner part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand. Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, that's spelled A-C-H-I-S-H, the son of Maoch, spelled M-A-O-C-H, the king of Gar. So David dwelt with Achish at Gar, and he and his men, each with his household, and David with his two wives, Abinadab and Jezreelite, and Abigail, the Carmelite, Nabal's wife. And it was told to Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he sought him no more. Then David said to Achish, "If I have found that favor in your eyes, let me give me a place in some town in the country. I should be your servant, dwell in the royal city with you." Now, I need to read verse chapter 5 again so that I can understand this. Let's read chapter 5. "And David said to Achish, 'If I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. Why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you?' So Achish gave him Ziklag, that's spelled Z-I-K-L-A-G, that day. That boy, Ziklag, has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Now the time of David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and raided the Gershonites in the Gershite. The Gershite, that's spelled G-I-R-Z-I-T-E-S, and the Amalekites, and the nation were inhabited of the land from old. As you go to Shur, that's spelled S-H-U-R, even as far as the land of Egypt. Whenever David attacked the land, he left another man. He left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Achish would say, 'Where have you made a raid today?' And David would say, 'Against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of Jezreelite.'" That's spelled J-H-M-E-E-L-I-T-E-S. or against the southern area of the Kenites. Then David gave neither man nor woman alive. Let me read verse 11 again. David would save neither man or woman alive to bring news to God, saying, "Peace, they should inform on us, saying, thus save it." And so was his behavior in the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. So Achish believed David, saying, he had made his people Israel utterly abhorred, and that means dislike or despise him. Therefore he will be my servant forever. And that is the reading of chapter 27. I'm going to circle chapter 28. That's where I will pick up come this Tuesday. You know that I have a program at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Then I will tell you what I should have told you last week, but did I. Father in heaven, we lost it, who you have found. Thank you so much. We love you, and we rejoice that you have into your fold. Thank you. Love you. And appreciate you for everything you do for us. We especially appreciate your constant protection from the evil one and his followers. In Yeshua's name, I say, amen. Most people know Yeshua as being Jesus the Christ. This is sheep. And in James chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time." I thank you all for listening. Now, I want to finish up what I started last time. And that was telling you about Esau and Jacob. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25 and verse 22. Okay, I need to get to where. Let me start reading it. Verse 25 and 26. After his brother came out and he took of Esau's heel, his name was Jacob. I want to go further. And then that, I want to read to you the part where he sold his birthright. Let me read it. Start at verse 32, chapter 25, verse 32. "And Jacob saw, look, I am about to die. So what profit shall the birthright speak to me. Then Jacob said, swear to me this day. So he swore to him, and so is nothing that says he stole his birthright. He sold Esau, sold his birthright to Jacob. That's what my Bible says. Verse 34, and Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now, I don't know. I forget that was saying Esau's birthright, but he told the congregation a lie. He did not tell the truth. Now, I have told those who listen to me the truth according to the Bible. And that's what I want you to tell them, anyone who listened to you. Esau did not steal, well, Jacob did not steal Esau's birthright. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for lentils, bread, and drink, and food. Sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, Hot and Lifted Up. I need to ask my nephew, has he been getting any good sales, because I speak to you all, and I want you all to buy this and his colleague from Columbia College of Chicago produce. Buy it now. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you more.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road.
One who says that they are
to teach them
of the Lord
to love one another, that heaven might find a place.
It came to
in their heart.
And I said to him, who are you?
Jesus.
He said, listen, get away from me. Get away from me.
He won't let you down.
He will come to you.
And I know. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.